Are you a mum looking for some parenting inspiration, tips and advice, stories on the ups and downs we face in our lives as parents, some humour and a little bit of fun? Then you may have just found what you're looking for. Hi and welcome to the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm your host Louise Clark, a certified parent coach known to many as your parenting partner. As a mum to three teenagers, you can bet I've probably been there, done that, and heard it all. Trust me, there'll be few things that I haven't experienced firsthand. I created this podcast because I just love to help mums like you find ways to navigate life in the thick of it and find a way out of it. Episode 584. Our kids are so connected, yet disconnected. Today on the show, I want to talk about this, which I believe is a very, very real problem today with this generation of kids who are very connected. But I'm going to ask a question, connected to what? And I'm sure many of you are listening to this thinking, yep, connected to their phones. And I want to ask, what is the cost of this? What is this generation missing out on because of this heightened connection that they have with, I'm going to say, the wrong thing in life? So thank you so much for tuning in today. It's always a pleasure to chat to you and talk about something that is passionate to me, and in doing so, helping and supporting you as you navigate life in the thick of it with your kids. So I really want to talk about connection here and why it is that our kids are becoming increasingly disconnected from us. I hear this in my private practice a lot. Parents reach out to me and say, my kid is so distanced from me. They are disconnected from us. I just don't feel that connection anymore. They spend more time in their rooms than they do with me. And I am not feeling good as a result of it. And I think this is a problem that many parents face today. And technology has certainly exacerbated this problem. So we have to look at, you know, what is the cost of this connection that they have with their devices? And I think the first thing that is damaged as a result of this is the relationship that we have with them, that they have with us, the connection we have with them and the connection they have with us is first and foremost, I think, the biggest problem in all of this. The next one is that despite being connected to many things through being on their phones, they're disconnected to life in the real world. So they're connected to the virtual world at the expense of time spent in the real world. And I did an episode recently, episode 582, on FOMO and fear of missing out. And I think that many kids fear missing out of things that are going on in the virtual world, and they don't even realize that they're missing out on experience in the real world. So another thing that I think that the connection to the virtual world is creating in this generation of kids is they're missing out on building face-to-face skills. You know, they're so used to conversation online, communicating through Snapchat, that they are losing the skill to communicate face-to-face with their friends. They find it easier to just have a conversation on Snapchat. And we all know there's certain conversations that we really do have to have and make sure that we have in person over, you know, as parents, the first thing I'm going to say is over via, you know, email. We so often want to send someone an email, but we know that it would be much better to have the face-to-face conversation. And for kids today, it's just too easy for them to have all conversations via Snapchat. And in so doing, they miss everything that that is created in a face-to-face conversation, as in they're not seeing body language, they're not picking up on energy, they're not looking at the person's eyes when they're talking to them. And I've noticed certainly that many kids today seem to be quite uncomfortable when conversing with other people, even their peers. So the other downside with being so connected that they become disconnected in the real world is that despite being connected, they actually, when research has proven and studies have been done, that teenagers and tweens and teens at this stage in this generation, they're feeling very lonely. They feel alone. They feel isolated. They have so much fear about missing out. So they think they're connected, but in fact, they don't get the feelings that real connection in the real world brings us, the emotion and that much deeper emotional connection that we get with someone when we're talking with them face to face, spending time with them. We don't even need to be talking, but just to be in the company and see the facial expressions and, as I said, body language and all of that. So they are feeling very, very disconnected despite being so connected. And the rates of anxiety and depression are increasing at an alarming rate. And Gordon Neufeld, who is a psychologist based in Vancouver, who wrote the very well-known book called Hold On to Your Kids, it was all about the attachment theory and that we have to be attached to our kids. And especially in the teen and tween and teen years, where the parent has to be the prime attachment. And the danger is that the peers become the prime attachment. And therefore, kids are relying on their peers for things that they should be relying on their parents for. They're hearing things from their peers. They're taking advice from their peers. Their peers are not as experienced as their parents. And they're not, the prime attachment is skewed. And this is what this book was all about, was how do we hold on to our kids and maintain that prime attachment with them? Because it's really important that we do. And I think now, you know, I think I can only, I'm speculating here, but I'm quite sure Gordon Neufeld would agree that perhaps the biggest danger today is not so much peer attachment, but phone attachment. So they're attached to their peers, but through their phones. But they're attached to their phones for the sake of the phones. They don't know what to do if they don't have a phone in their hand. And the phone is there for their every need. It can entertain them. It finds solutions to problems. It answers their questions. They get advice online. It becomes their comfort. It's almost like a teenage soother. It becomes a sleep aid. They can't go to sleep unless they've got their phones. They basically can't function unless they've got a phone in their hands. And this is a huge problem because they're in being attached to the phones and where they can Google an answer to a question. They, if they didn't have their phone and their parents were around, they might ask their parent the answer to the question. And this brings a connection between the parent and the child. But just think of the number of times that we turn to our phones rather than turn to the person beside us for advice. And for me, it's way more than advice. It's to get this connection. And we're all lacking this connection. And I know I'm generalizing here by saying we are all lacking connection, but I certainly feel that I'm lacking a connection that I used to have with people that I don't have quite as much today. And I look at it and think, what is the difference? And the difference is I have a phone and I will text somebody way sooner than I will phone them because it's quick. But sometimes I have to stop myself and say, no, you know what? I'm going to call this person and actually speak to them, even better if I can arrange to meet them. Now, during COVID and a pandemic, it's been hard to reach out and meet people. And I think this is another problem as well, is that the pandemic has exaggerated all these digital challenges that we're facing, especially the disconnection that we have with our kids and the connection they have to their peers via the internet. And, you know, as parents during the pandemic, we've all faced and had a lot of guilt surrounding the amount of time that our kids are spending online, but then we feel guilty if we take the device away because we know it's been their lifeline to their friends during the pandemic. And in the next episode on the show, I think I'm going to talk about guilt because I think it's a very important thing that we as parents have to consider, is how do we deal with feelings of guilt that we might have in managing our kids' phone time. So with all of this, I want to leave you with some solutions, because it's all very well to talk about it and maybe I've brought some things to your attention that you hadn't thought about or considered, that, you know, our kids really are very, very connected. But are they connected to the right thing? And in being connected so much to the virtual world, what are they losing as a result of that? You know, I'm not saying that the entire virtual world is a bad thing, not at all. I think there's some amazing things that, you know, we can't live without the virtual world, but we need a balance. And I think in a lot of cases, the balance has been skewed in favor of connection to the virtual world at the expense of connection in the real world. So what do we need to do as parents? Well, we need to be able to step into a way of parenting that is in alignment with our values. Because when we don't, we feel all out of kilter. So if you know your kids are spending too much time connected in the virtual world, what are you going to do about it? Because in doing nothing about it, it's sucking you of energy. It's draining you. It's zapping you. And it's zapping you and preventing you from having the connection, face-to-face, real-world connection with your kids. So the solution, I've just said, it's in finding real-world connection. And it's really hard. We are constantly fighting ourselves for spending a lot of time in the virtual world at the expense of the real world. So what could you do to increase time spent in the real world connecting to your kids? I always like to think of things that you are doing anyway that are connected, that you do spend time with your kids, and then using those times as times where you consciously and intentionally put the digital world aside. So I'm thinking meal times. You know, can you create digital-free meals? Can you switch the TV off so it's not on in the background? Can you leave your phones in the kitchen when you're sitting at the dining table? It's even, you know, my kids, my teenagers, they've got their phones in their pockets and will be sitting having dinner. And as soon as there's a question to anything or someone says, oh, what's the temperature going to be tomorrow because I need to know, the phones come out. And the minute the phone comes out, one person pulls out their phone to Google the weather network to see what temperature it's going to be, to see how cold it's going to be while we're skiing, for example. And the minute that one phone's out, all the other phones appear. And I'm like the phone police. I'm like, no, hang on a minute. Someone's Googling the weather because we want to know. But the rest of us, we don't need our phones. And I notice as well, if for some reason I pull out my phone to text someone quickly, the minute I do, the others pull out their phones. And I know that when they pull out their phones, I'm not as guilty as them for just pulling out mine, because I'm so aware of it. There's times I want to go on my phone and I'm about to reach for it and I think, no, don't do it now, because if you do, it's going to lead the way for them to pull out their phones. And by them, I mean my three teenagers. So create some meal times where you have no digital interruptions. What about when you're driving your kids to school in the morning or picking them up after school or taking them to sports events? Can you make the car a digital-free zone So at least you're having some time to either sit in silence, there's nothing wrong with that, to stare out the window, the kids can stare out the window, where you're not on your phones, or they're not on their phones, obviously you're not if you're driving. So there's some things you can do. Can you make sure that you have times where, like at night time, that the phones all go to a central charging station so that you know that your kids are not lying in bed as they are preparing to go to sleep, idly scrolling through Instagram, TikTok and all that, and scroll, scroll, tap, tap, scroll, scroll, tap, tap. It's not good for them before they go to sleep. They're not going to get the sleep they need. If they have a phone in their hands, it's going to delay them going to sleep. And if the phone's on their bedside table, it's probably going to wake them up during the night. And as much as your kids will say they have their phone on airplane mode and they don't get up in the night to answer messages and respond to snaps, I'm telling you that the average child does. The average teenager does. I only have to have a look at my kids' phone screens in the morning. I sometimes pick up the wrong phone because our phones all look the same. And there's a plethora of messages from Snapchat at all times of the night. I see 152, 227, 358, 421. And these are all snaps coming in to my kids' phones during the night. Now, my kids don't sleep with their phones. They put them in the kitchen. So if your kids do sleep with their phones, I would try really hard to get the phones out of their bedrooms to create a disconnect between them and their phone. The other time things that we need to do is to set limits. If your kids are younger, absolutely set the limits. As they get older, it can be harder because they claim they need it for their homework, which sometimes is justifiable. But even then, we can say to them, okay, you need it for your homework, but let's put it face down for 20 minutes while you do what you need to do, then take your phone and check in with your friend. So you've not got the phone in one hand and your pen in the other, and you're kidding yourself that you're working. They need help. They don't need to be criticized. They don't need to be judged, and they don't need to be nagged. That will not work. If we want to connect to our kids, criticism, nagging, and blaming and judging is a surefire way of disconnecting to them and fracturing the relationship we have with them. We have to be very, very careful with the way in which we deliver quote unquote advice to our teenagers as to how to manage their phone time and their device time. So there's some solutions for you to hopefully help your kids become more connected with you, the family, and family time, and not be so disconnected to you, family time, and everything that they need to become social, interactive, respectful, responsible young adults. Surely our kids need more time connected to the real world versus the virtual world. I don't think it could be argued. So what are you going to do as their parent to try and make sure that they get quality time spent in the real world and not have the real world time compromised by spending too much time in the virtual world? So our kids are incredibly connected, but connected to what and what cost? So hopefully this has been thought-provoking, that it's piqued your interest, and that you will act on it. There's no point just listening to this and not taking action. So what one thing can you do differently, or do you intend to do differently, having listened to this episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It podcast? If you've enjoyed this, please do share it with your friends, share it on your social media platform, help spread the word. And if you really have enjoyed it and have got a lot out of the show, then why not head over to iTunes or Spotify or your favorite podcast hosting platform and rate and review this show. It helps this show move its way up the podcast charts, not because I want the accolades. I don't need that, but because I want more parents to get the advice and support that they need. So let's help spread the word, and you can really make this happen. Also, I am approaching close to 1 million downloads on this show. And the more people that tune in and the sooner they do, the sooner I reach that milestone. And as much as, if you know me, I'm not about numbers, I'm not about the stamp, there's something incredibly cool about knowing that I have had almost 1 million people listen to some episode on this show. It's quite incredible, really. So help spread the word and let's bump this show up to 1 million as soon as possible. And I will be very, very grateful. As always, I'm grateful to you for tuning in and listening. It means the world to me. So thank you so much. Till next time. Bye for now. That's it for today's episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It show. If you enjoyed the show, please do share it with your friends and family. And remember, if you find yourself stuck in the thick of it and can't see a way out of it, please send me an email. I would love to help you. My email is louise@yourparentingpartner.com. And don't forget to take a look at the Parenting in the Thick of It family organizer that I created. It's an evergreen family calendar guaranteeing 12 months of use from whenever you start. It also includes beautifully illustrated, informative, and interactive monthly parenting theme pages to guide you through the year. It's the perfect organizer for busy families to keep track of all their activities, plus help parents be the best parent they can be. It's more than just a calendar. You can find the link for this and the other social media platforms that I am on below the description in this episode. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to being with you all soon. Bye for now.